Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Well, we took a break last week. Here in the States, it was Thanksgiving, so kind of enjoyed a long weekend and ready to pick it up. And as we approach the end of the year, I encourage all my clients when I coach with them is that start strong and finish stronger. So as you begin to look into next year, think of how you can finish this year stronger than you started it. This way, you'll start next year even on a stronger note, and then you keep the momentum going, and year after year you'll be starting strong and finishing stronger. Okay, today's tip, today's discussion, we're going to be talking about work-life balance and the rest and recovery cycle. As many of you know, that I'm very a fitness fanatic, and with fitness and sports and athleticism and any part of that, you have to have a work rest cycle in order to achieve peak performance. You can't always be at the gym working out. You can't always be on the playing field in competition. You have to have some downtime to recharge your batteries. And the same goes for personal success and how you work. It may not be as physically demanding as perhaps an NFL player or a martial artist or police or military. However, it's no less mentally taxing, and you have this spiritual side of you, this soul on you, that if you don't take time to play, it will take you out of your game. If you are working so much that you don't take time to rest and recover, your unconscious mind will make you rest and recover, and that can be by a form of getting the flu, getting a cold, or perhaps getting food poisoning. It will suggest to you ordering certain food. You get food poisoning, also be injured as you're taking a hike. There are all different ways that if you don't give yourself permission and have a balance in your life, a work-life balance, that eventually you will have to make that a balance because your unconscious mind will do that for you. And when you start looking at the times that you get sick, the times that you've, you know, not feeling well, etc., you know, any time that you have been taken out of the game when you didn't intend to, look at that as a message from your unconscious trying to get your attention. And so there's the work-life balance, but then there's the balance within ourselves. And I really like the Native American medicine wheel that guides us through that, because it's the four quadrants, and it has it's the mental, the physical, the spiritual, and the emotional. And if you look at it as a wheel, and I know probably some of you have heard about the wheel of life, well, this is the wheel of you. And if you look at each of those quadrants, each of those directions is part of an aspect of you. How are you balancing yourself out? Because if you as the human aren't balanced, you cannot create a balanced work-life relationship. It's because you're coming from a place of unbalance to begin with. So I would first encourage you to look at yourself. Are you balanced physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? Do you have a practice in place that you work on a regular basis to help yourself be aligned and balanced in those four quadrants? Then when you walk out into the world, you then can create a work-life balance where you are working very hard and playing very hard. And it's only when you as the individual is balanced in the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, can you then create a balance in your work life with ease and joy. Yes, you may think you are creating a balance, even if you don't have those four quadrants in sync, you may think that you have a work-life balance. But I will say that eventually it's going to start to tilt, because it's you who are taking care of that, the criteria of how much time to spend at work and how much time to spend at play. And eventually, wherever you're out of balance internally, mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, it's going to manifest externally as well. So I really encourage you, as we are starting to wind down 2011 going into 2012, part of finishing stronger doesn't necessarily mean doing more. Part of finishing stronger can mean taking time to do less, to reflect, so that you can become balanced and you can move faster. If you think about a car, right, when your car is out of alignment, when it's out of balance, you really can't go that fast because the wheels will start to shake and you just can't do it. You're going to be at a certain speed all the time. But if you take the car in and get your alignment correct, the wheels are balanced, everything is fine, then you're going to be able to go really, really fast. So part of finishing stronger could be taking time to look at your quadrants, your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, see how you are balanced in that, taking that time. And a perfect way to do that is through my Warrior's Quest. It's that 2.5-day intensive workshop where I work with you in developing your purpose, developing your mission, your vision. We look at your beliefs. We release negative emotions from the past. We create a one-year plan with follow-up coaching, a one-year follow-up coaching so that you will be completely balanced mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, your work life, your personal life. All of it will come together. So by the time 2012 comes rolling around, you're going to be so prosperous, so abundant, and so imbalanced that people aren't going to recognize you. And that's the Warrior's Quest. And, you know, for a Christmas present or a holiday present, I should say, consider giving that to yourself. Consider finishing stronger by participating in the Warrior's Quest. I still have some open slots towards the end of December. January is a great time to come out here to California for a 2.5-day intensive. It's just absolutely fantastic. You'll see on the blog, there'll be a link to go to find out more information on it. And if you can't get out here, well, I'm sure you will. But if you can't, sit down, really take stock of where you are spending your time. If you divide your time, here's 24 hours, and just put how many hours do you spend at work, how many hours do you spend with yourself, how many hours do you spend, and you're going to see, and then put it into an Excel spreadsheet and create a wheel. You're going to see how unbalanced you are. And when you get that balanced, life will become smooth and easy. And it's because we are told that we have to work so much. It's because we have been told this, that we are automatically falling into this unbalance. We have been programmed. We have been programmed to think we have to work, and then we'll take a weekend for play. And this programming has got to stop, and you got to take control of that. Because remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program.